The Time of My Life. By Cecilia Ahern. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Time of My Life is a novel by Cecilia Ahern. It tells the story of Lucy Silchester, a woman in her late 30s who is struggling to find her place in the world. She is stuck in a rut, living a mundane life and feeling unfulfilled. One day, she receives a mysterious letter in the mail that invites her to take part in a life-changing experience. She is hesitant at first, but eventually decides to take a leap of faith and accept the invitation. The experience turns out to be a series of tasks that Lucy must complete in order to gain insight into her life. She is guided by a mysterious figure known as the Timekeeper, who helps her to understand the importance of living in the present and making the most of every moment. Through her journey, Lucy learns to appreciate the people in her life and to take risks in order to find true happiness. The novel is a heartwarming story of self-discovery and growth. It is a reminder to readers that life is too short to waste, and that it is important to take chances and make the most of every moment. Lucy's journey is an inspiring one, and readers will be able to relate to her struggles and triumphs. The Time of My Life is a must-read for anyone looking for a reminder to live life to the fullest. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Learning to appreciate the present moment. Cecilia Ahern encourages readers to take a step back and appreciate the present moment, rather than worrying about the future or dwelling on the past. Cecilia Ahern encourages readers to take a step back and appreciate the present moment. She believes that it is important to be mindful of the present and to savor the moments that make up our lives. Ahern encourages readers to focus on the present and to be grateful for the small moments that make up our days. She believes that it is important to take time to appreciate the beauty of the world around us and to be thankful for the people in our lives. Ahern also encourages readers to be mindful of their thoughts and to be aware of how they are feeling in the present moment. She believes that it is important to be aware of our emotions and to take time to process them. Ahern believes that it is important to be mindful of our thoughts and feelings in order to be able to move forward in life. Ahern also encourages readers to let go of the past and to focus on the present. She believes that it is important to learn from our mistakes and to forgive ourselves for our mistakes. Ahern believes that it is important to be mindful of our thoughts and feelings in order to be able to move forward in life. She encourages readers to focus on the present and to be grateful for the small moments that make up our days. Ahern also encourages readers to be mindful of their thoughts and to be aware of how they are feeling in the present moment. Finally, Ahern encourages readers to not worry about the future. She believes that it is important to focus on the present and to be mindful of our thoughts and feelings. Ahern believes that it is important to be aware of our emotions and to take time to process them. She encourages readers to be mindful of their thoughts and to be aware of how they are feeling in the present moment. Ahern believes that it is important to be mindful of our thoughts and feelings in order to be able to move forward in life. Main idea number 2. The importance of family. Ahern emphasizes the importance of family and the need to cherish the moments spent with them, as life is unpredictable and can change in an instant. Cecilia Ahern emphasizes the importance of family and the need to cherish the moments spent with them. Life is unpredictable and can change in an instant, and it is important to appreciate the time we have with our loved ones. Ahern believes that family is the most important thing in life, and that it is essential to make the most of the time we have with them. She encourages readers to take the time to appreciate the little moments, and to make sure that we are making the most of our time with our family. Ahern believes that family is the foundation of our lives, and that it is essential to nurture and cherish the relationships we have with our family members. She encourages readers to take the time to show their appreciation for their family, and to make sure that they are taking the time to spend quality time with them. Ahern believes that family is the most important thing in life, and that it is essential to make the most of the time we have with them. Ahern emphasizes the importance of family and the need to cherish the moments spent with them. Life is unpredictable and can change in an instant, and it is important to appreciate the time we have with our loved ones. Ahern encourages readers to take the time to appreciate the little moments and to make sure that we are making the most of our time with our family. She believes that family is the foundation of our lives and that it is essential to nurture and cherish the relationships we have with our family members. Main idea number 3. Overcoming fear. Ahern encourages readers to confront their fears and take risks in order to live a more fulfilling life. In her book The Time of My Life, Cecilia Ahern encourages readers to confront their fears and take risks in order to live a more fulfilling life. Ahern believes that fear can be a powerful force that holds us back from achieving our goals and living our best life. She encourages readers to take a step back and assess their fears, and then to take action to overcome them. Ahern believes that by facing our fears and taking risks, we can open ourselves up to new opportunities and experiences that can enrich our lives. She encourages readers to take a chance and to not let fear stand in the way of their dreams. Ahern believes that by taking risks and overcoming our fears, we can create a life that is full of joy and fulfillment. Main idea number 4. Finding joy in the little things. Ahern encourages readers to find joy in the little things, such as a cup of coffee or a walk in the park, as these moments can bring immense happiness. Cecilia Ahern encourages readers to find joy in the little things. She believes that these moments, such as a cup of coffee or a walk in the park, can bring immense happiness. Ahern believes that it is important to take the time to appreciate the small moments in life, as they can often be the most meaningful. She encourages readers to take a step back and recognize the beauty in the little things, such as a sunset or a smile from a stranger. Ahern believes that these moments can bring a sense of joy and contentment that can last for days. By taking the time to appreciate the small moments, readers can find joy in the everyday and create a life filled with happiness. Main idea number 5. Letting go of the past. Ahern encourages readers to let go of the past and focus on the present, as this will help them to move forward and live a more fulfilling life. Cecilia Ahern encourages readers to let go of the past and focus on the present. She believes that by doing this, readers can move forward and live a more fulfilling life. Ahern believes that the past can be a source of pain and regret, and that it can be difficult to move on from it. However, she also believes that it is possible to learn from the past and use it to create a better future. She encourages readers to take the time to reflect on their past experiences and use them to create a better life for themselves. By letting go of the past, readers can create a more positive outlook on life and focus on the present. Ahern believes that this will help readers to live a more meaningful and fulfilling life. Ahern also encourages readers to be mindful of their thoughts and feelings. She believes that it is important to be aware of how the past can affect our present and future. She encourages readers to be mindful of their thoughts and feelings, and to take the time to process them. By doing this, readers can gain a better understanding of their past experiences and how they can use them to create a better future. Ahern believes that by letting go of the past, readers can create a more positive outlook on life and focus on the present. Ahern encourages readers to take the time to reflect on their past experiences and use them to create a better life for themselves. She believes that by letting go of the past, readers can create a more positive outlook on life and focus on the present. Ahern believes that this will help readers to live a more meaningful and fulfilling life. By letting go of the past, readers can move forward and create a better future for themselves. Main idea number 6. Taking responsibility for your life. Ahern encourages readers to take responsibility for their own lives and make decisions that will bring them closer to their goals. Cecilia Ahern encourages readers to take responsibility for their own lives and make decisions that will bring them closer to their goals. She believes that taking responsibility for one's life is the key to achieving success and happiness. Ahern encourages readers to take ownership of their lives and to make decisions that will lead them to their desired destination. She believes that by taking responsibility for one's life, one can create a life that is full of joy and fulfillment. Ahern also encourages readers to take risks and to be open to new experiences, as these can lead to unexpected opportunities and growth. Taking responsibility for one's life is a powerful tool that can help one to reach their goals and to live a life of purpose and meaning. Ahern also emphasizes the importance of self-reflection and self-awareness. She believes that by taking the time to reflect on one's life and to be aware of one's thoughts and feelings, one can gain insight into their own behavior and motivations. This can help one to make better decisions and to take responsibility for their own life. Ahern encourages readers to take the time to think about their goals and to create a plan of action that will help them to achieve those goals. Taking responsibility for one's life is a powerful tool that can help one to create a life that is full of joy and fulfillment. Main idea number 7. Embracing change. Ahern encourages readers to embrace change and use it as an opportunity to grow and learn. In her book The Time of My Life, Cecilia Ahern encourages readers to embrace change and use it as an opportunity to grow and learn. Change can be difficult and uncomfortable, but Ahern believes that it is essential for personal growth. She encourages readers to look at change as an opportunity to learn and grow, rather than something to be feared. Ahern believes that by embracing change, we can become more resilient and better equipped to handle life's challenges. She encourages readers to take risks and try new things, as this can lead to new experiences and a greater understanding of the world. Ahern also believes that by embracing change, we can become more open-minded and accepting of others. Change can be a difficult process, but Ahern believes that it is essential for personal growth and development. Ahern encourages readers to take control of their lives and use change as an opportunity to create a better future. She believes that by embracing change, we can become more confident and empowered to make positive changes in our lives. Ahern encourages readers to take risks and try new things, as this can lead to new experiences and a greater understanding of the world. She also believes that by embracing change, we can become more open-minded and accepting of others. Ahern encourages readers to use change as an opportunity to learn and grow, rather than something to be feared. Ahern believes that by embracing change, we can become more resilient and better equipped to handle life's challenges. She encourages readers to take control of their lives and use change as an opportunity to create a better future. Ahern believes that by embracing change, we can become more confident and empowered to make positive changes in our lives. Change can be a difficult process, but Ahern believes that it is essential for personal growth and development. Main idea number 8. Finding your purpose. Ahern encourages readers to find their purpose in life and use it as a guide to make decisions and take action. In her book The Time of My Life, Cecilia Ahern encourages readers to find their purpose in life and use it as a guide to make decisions and take action. Ahern believes that having a purpose can help us to stay focused and motivated, and to make the most of our lives. She encourages readers to take the time to reflect on what matters to them and to identify their core values. Once they have identified their purpose, Ahern suggests that readers use it as a compass to guide their decisions and actions. She believes that having a purpose can help us to stay on track and to make the most of our lives. Ahern also encourages readers to be open to change and to be willing to adjust their purpose as their life circumstances change. By having a purpose, Ahern believes that readers can live a life of meaning and fulfillment. Ahern believes that having a purpose can help us to stay focused and motivated, and to make the most of our lives. She encourages readers to take the time to reflect on what matters to them and to identify their core values. Once they have identified their purpose, Ahern suggests that readers use it as a compass to guide their decisions and actions. She believes that having a purpose can help us to stay on track and to make the most of our lives. Ahern also encourages readers to be open to change and to be willing to adjust their purpose as their life circumstances change. By having a purpose, Ahern believes that readers can live a life of meaning and fulfillment. Main idea number 9. Taking time for yourself. Ahern encourages readers to take time for themselves and focus on their own needs, as this will help them to be more productive and fulfilled. Taking time for yourself is an important part of self-care and personal growth. Cecilia Ahern encourages readers to take time for themselves and focus on their own needs. This can help to reduce stress and anxiety, and can also help to increase productivity and fulfillment. Taking time for yourself can involve activities such as reading, meditating, exercising, or simply taking a break from your daily routine. It can also involve spending time with friends and family, or engaging in activities that bring you joy. Taking time for yourself can help to improve your mental and physical health, and can also help to improve your relationships with others. Taking time for yourself is an important part of self-care and personal growth, and can help to make you a happier and more fulfilled person. Main idea number 10. Making time for relationships. Ahern encourages readers to make time for relationships and cherish the moments spent with loved ones, as these moments are precious. In her book The Time of My Life, Cecilia Ahern encourages readers to make time for relationships and cherish the moments spent with loved ones. Ahern emphasizes that these moments are precious and should not be taken for granted. She believes that it is important to take the time to appreciate the people in our lives and to make sure that we are investing in our relationships. Ahern encourages readers to make time for meaningful conversations, to listen to each other, and to show appreciation for the people in our lives. She believes that these moments are invaluable and should be cherished. Ahern also encourages readers to take the time to do things together, such as going for a walk, having a picnic, or simply spending time talking. She believes that these activities can help to strengthen relationships and create lasting memories. Ahern also encourages readers to take the time to show appreciation for the people in their lives, whether it be through a simple gesture or a heartfelt conversation. She believes that these moments are invaluable and should be cherished. Ultimately, Ahern encourages readers to make time for relationships and cherish the moments spent with loved ones. She believes that these moments are precious and should not be taken for granted. Ahern believes that taking the time to appreciate the people in our lives and to invest in our relationships is essential for creating meaningful connections and lasting memories. Main idea number 11. Being kind to yourself. Ahern encourages readers to be kind to themselves and practice self-care, as this will help them to be more productive and fulfilled. Being kind to yourself is an important part of living a fulfilling life. In her book The Time of My Life, Cecilia Ahern encourages readers to practice self-care and be kind to themselves. Ahern believes that by taking care of yourself, you can become more productive and fulfilled. She suggests that you should take time to relax, do something you enjoy, and take care of your physical and mental health. Ahern also encourages readers to practice positive self-talk and to be mindful of their thoughts and feelings. By being kind to yourself, you can create a more positive outlook on life and be more productive in the long run. Ahern also emphasizes the importance of setting boundaries and taking time for yourself. She encourages readers to be mindful of their own needs and to prioritize their own well-being. She believes that by taking time for yourself, you can become more productive and fulfilled. Ahern also encourages readers to practice self-compassion and to be gentle with themselves. By being kind to yourself, you can create a more positive outlook on life and be more productive in the long run. Overall, Ahern encourages readers to be kind to themselves and practice self-care. By taking care of yourself, you can become more productive and fulfilled. Ahern believes that by being kind to yourself, you can create a more positive outlook on life and be more productive in the long run. So take some time for yourself and be kind to yourself, it will make a world of difference. Main idea number 12. Learning to forgive. Ahern encourages readers to learn to forgive, as this will help them to move forward and live a more fulfilling life. In her book The Time of My Life, Cecilia Ahern encourages readers to learn to forgive. Ahern believes that learning to forgive is essential for personal growth and a more fulfilling life. She argues that holding on to grudges and resentment can be damaging to our mental and emotional health, and that it is important to learn to let go of these negative feelings. Ahern encourages readers to take the time to reflect on their own experiences and to understand why they may be feeling hurt or angry. She believes that by understanding the source of these feelings, it can be easier to forgive and move on. Ahern also suggests that it can be helpful to practice self-forgiveness, as this can help to create a more positive outlook on life. Ultimately, Ahern believes that learning to forgive is an important step in creating a more meaningful and fulfilling life. Main idea number 13. Taking risks. Ahern encourages readers to take risks and step out of their comfort zone, as this will help them to grow and learn. Cecilia Ahern encourages readers to take risks and step out of their comfort zone in her book The Time of My Life. Ahern believes that taking risks can help us to grow and learn, and that it is important to push ourselves to try new things and explore new opportunities. She believes that taking risks can lead to great rewards, and that it is important to take chances and be brave in order to reach our full potential. Ahern encourages readers to be open to new experiences and to take risks that will help them to grow and learn. She believes that taking risks can lead to great rewards, and that it is important to take chances and be brave in order to reach our full potential. Ahern believes that taking risks can help us to become more confident and to develop our skills. She encourages readers to take risks and to be open to new experiences, as this will help them to grow and learn. Ahern believes that taking risks can lead to great rewards, and that it is important to take chances and be brave in order to reach our full potential. She encourages readers to be open to new experiences and to take risks that will help them to grow and learn. Ahern believes that taking risks can help us to become more confident and to develop our skills. Ahern encourages readers to take risks and to be open to new experiences, as this will help them to grow and learn. She believes that taking risks can lead to great rewards, and that it is important to take chances and be brave in order to reach our full potential. Ahern encourages readers to be courageous and to take risks that will help them to grow and learn. She believes that taking risks can help us to become more confident and to develop our skills, and that it is important to push ourselves to try new things and explore new opportunities. Main idea number 14. Living in the moment. Ahern encourages readers to live in the moment and appreciate the beauty of life, as this will help them to be more productive and fulfilled. Cecilia Ahern encourages readers to live in the moment and appreciate the beauty of life. She believes that by doing this, we can become more productive and fulfilled. Ahern believes that when we focus on the present, we can better appreciate the little things in life that bring us joy. She encourages us to take time to savor the moments, no matter how small, and to be mindful of our surroundings. By doing this, we can become more aware of our own emotions and feelings, and be better able to recognize and appreciate the beauty of life. Ahern also encourages us to be mindful of our thoughts and to be conscious of how we are spending our time. She believes that by being mindful of our thoughts and actions, we can be more productive and make the most of our time. She encourages us to take time to reflect on our lives and to be grateful for the moments we have. By doing this, we can become more aware of our own emotions and feelings, and be better able to recognize and appreciate the beauty of life. Living in the moment is a powerful way to appreciate life and to be more productive and fulfilled. Ahern encourages us to take time to savor the moments, no matter how small, and to be mindful of our surroundings. By doing this, we can become more aware of our own emotions and feelings, and be better able to recognize and appreciate the beauty of life. Main idea number 15. Finding balance. Ahern encourages readers to find balance in their lives and make time for both work and play, as this will help them to be more productive and fulfilled. In her book The Time of My Life, Cecilia Ahern encourages readers to find balance in their lives. She believes that it is important to make time for both work and play, as this will help them to be more productive and fulfilled. Ahern argues that when we are able to find balance in our lives, we are able to make the most of our time and achieve our goals. She believes that when we are able to find a balance between work and play, we are able to enjoy life more and be more productive. Ahern encourages readers to take time to relax and enjoy life, as this will help them to be more productive and fulfilled. She believes that when we are able to find balance in our lives, we are able to make the most of our time and achieve our goals. She argues that when we are able to find a balance between work and play, we are able to enjoy life more and be more productive. Ahern believes that when we are able to find balance in our lives, we are able to make the most of our time and achieve our goals. Ahern encourages readers to take time to relax and enjoy life, as this will help them to be more productive and fulfilled. She believes that when we are able to find balance in our lives, we are able to make the most of our time and achieve our goals. Ahern argues that when we are able to find a balance between work and play, we are able to enjoy life more and be more productive. She believes that when we are able to find balance in our lives, we are able to make the most of our time and achieve our goals. Main idea number 16. Being open to new experiences. Ahern encourages readers to be open to new experiences and take advantage of opportunities, as this will help them to grow and learn. Cecilia Ahern encourages readers to be open to new experiences and take advantage of opportunities. She believes that by doing so, readers will be able to grow and learn in ways they never thought possible. Ahern believes that by being open to new experiences, readers will be able to explore different cultures, meet new people, and gain a better understanding of the world around them. She also believes that by being open to new experiences, readers will be able to develop new skills and gain a greater appreciation for life. Ahern believes that by being open to new experiences, readers will be able to gain a better understanding of themselves and their place in the world. She believes that by taking risks and trying new things, readers will be able to gain a greater sense of self-confidence and self-awareness. Ahern also believes that by being open to new experiences, readers will be able to develop a greater appreciation for the beauty and complexity of the world around them. Ahern encourages readers to take advantage of opportunities and be open to new experiences. She believes that by doing so, readers will be able to gain a greater understanding of the world around them, develop new skills, and gain a greater appreciation for life. Ahern believes that by being open to new experiences, readers will be able to gain a better understanding of themselves and their place in the world. Main idea number 17. Practicing gratitude. Ahern encourages readers to practice gratitude and appreciate the good things in life, as this will help them to be more productive and fulfilled. Cecilia Ahern encourages readers to practice gratitude and appreciate the good things in life. She believes that by doing this, it will help them to be more productive and fulfilled. Ahern believes that when we take the time to appreciate the good things in life, it can help us to be more mindful and present in the moment. It can also help us to be more positive and optimistic, which can lead to greater productivity and success. Practicing gratitude can also help us to be more compassionate and understanding towards others, which can lead to better relationships and a more harmonious life. Ahern believes that by taking the time to appreciate the good things in life, it can help us to be more content and fulfilled. Ahern suggests that we can practice gratitude by taking the time to reflect on the good things in our lives. We can also express our gratitude to others by thanking them for their kindness and support. We can also practice gratitude by taking the time to appreciate the beauty of nature and the world around us. Finally, we can practice gratitude by taking the time to appreciate the small moments in life, such as a beautiful sunset or a moment of laughter with friends. By taking the time to appreciate the good things in life, we can become more mindful and present in the moment, and ultimately lead a more productive and fulfilled life. Main idea number 18. Taking action. Ahern encourages readers to take action and make decisions that will bring them closer to their goals. In her book The Time of My Life, Cecilia Ahern encourages readers to take action and make decisions that will bring them closer to their goals. Ahern believes that taking action is the key to achieving success and living a fulfilling life. She encourages readers to take risks, be brave, and make decisions that will help them reach their goals. Ahern also emphasizes the importance of being mindful of the consequences of our actions and making sure that our decisions are in line with our values and beliefs. She believes that taking action is the only way to make progress and move forward in life. Ahern encourages readers to be proactive and take the initiative to make changes in their lives. She believes that taking action is the only way to make progress and move forward. She encourages readers to be brave and take risks, even if it means stepping out of their comfort zone. Ahern also emphasizes the importance of being mindful of the consequences of our actions and making sure that our decisions are in line with our values and beliefs. Taking action is the key to achieving success and living a fulfilling life, and Ahern encourages readers to take action and make decisions that will bring them closer to their goals. Main idea number 19. Pursuing your passions. Ahern encourages readers to pursue their passions and use them as a guide to make decisions and take action. In her book The Time of My Life, Cecilia Ahern encourages readers to pursue their passions and use them as a guide to make decisions and take action. Ahern believes that when we follow our passions, we are able to live a life that is more meaningful and fulfilling. She encourages readers to take the time to explore their passions and to use them as a compass to guide their decisions. Ahern believes that when we pursue our passions, we are able to create a life that is more meaningful and purposeful. Ahern encourages readers to take risks and to be brave in the pursuit of their passions. She believes that when we take risks and push ourselves out of our comfort zone, we are able to discover new opportunities and experiences that can help us to grow and develop. Ahern also believes that when we pursue our passions, we are able to create a life that is more meaningful and purposeful. Ahern encourages readers to be mindful of their passions and to use them as a source of motivation and inspiration. She believes that when we are mindful of our passions, we are able to make decisions that are more aligned with our values and beliefs. Ahern also believes that when we pursue our passions, we are able to create a life that is more meaningful and purposeful. Ahern encourages readers to use their passions as a source of strength and courage. She believes that when we are passionate about something, we are able to find the strength and courage to take action and make a difference. Ahern also believes that when we pursue our passions, we are able to create a life that is more meaningful and purposeful. Main idea number 20. Finding joy in life. Ahern encourages readers to find joy in life and appreciate the beauty of the present moment, as this will help them to be more productive and fulfilled. In her book The Time of My Life, Cecilia Ahern encourages readers to find joy in life and appreciate the beauty of the present moment. Ahern believes that by doing this, readers will be able to be more productive and fulfilled. She encourages readers to take time to appreciate the small moments in life, such as a beautiful sunset, a hug from a loved one, or a delicious meal. Ahern believes that by taking the time to appreciate these moments, readers will be able to find joy in life and be more productive and fulfilled. Ahern also encourages readers to take time to reflect on their lives and to think about what brings them joy. She believes that by doing this, readers will be able to identify what truly brings them joy and be able to focus on those things. Ahern believes that by focusing on the things that bring joy, readers will be able to find more joy in life and be more productive and fulfilled. Finally, Ahern encourages readers to take time to be grateful for the things they have in life. She believes that by taking the time to be grateful for the things they have, readers will be able to find joy in life and be more productive and fulfilled. Ahern believes that by taking the time to appreciate the things they have, readers will be able to find joy in life and be more productive and fulfilled.